From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Yesterday, something unusual happened with some U.S. Treasury bills. The interest that they're offering fell to zero. That number got our attention, so we've called on Carrie Leahy, senior economist with Decision Economics in New York. And Carrie Leahy, first, give us a primer. Explain what Treasury bills are.
Treasury bills are IOUs from the federal government when they want money for less than a year, anywhere from just a couple of days to generally 3 months. And so these so-called Treasury bills or IOUs are issued monthly in an auction process. And what you're talking about and got the excitement of the marketplace yesterday over the auctions earlier this week.
You mean the Treasury was saying, here, if you give us $10,000 in a few months, we promise to give you back the same $10,000, and people bought.
That's exactly right. People are so nervous that they're willing to purchase these Treasury bills not at a discount. Normally, they'd say, if I want $10,000, I'll give you something less than $10,000. But they're so nervous that they're willing to give you the money, and basically, rather than putting it into a mattress and getting no return, they're giving it to the government and getting no return.
Government as mattress, you're saying?
That is a way to look at it.
This can't be a good sign about what's happening to the economy.
Unfortunately, no. The last time we had this kind of conditions were in the late 1930s and early 40s when the economy was very, very weak. So it's a symptom of extreme nervousness among investors and a very weak economy.
It's a symptom of what the alternatives are, I guess. If you're looking around at what you might do with your money otherwise and you're losing everywhere else, getting back the same amount in a few months seems like a pretty good deal.
That's right. And the government's not going to go away in 3 months. It has the power to tax to pay off the IOU. And perhaps overseas investors are afraid that maybe their currencies will fall. They'll stampede for any kind of dollar-related investment. And so bills are as secure as they can be, and you get your money back in 3 months. You just get the same amount you put in.
Now, there would seem to be one bright spot in all this, which is that with deficits getting bigger and bigger this year, the debt service on them will be less because the interest rates are so low.
That is exactly right. The government is basically financing a lot of activities of the Federal Reserve to try to unfreeze the credit markets, and there's going to be a major stimulus package coming from the incoming Obama administration. That will be financed at extremely low figures. So in some sense, there is a positive in that the government's going to be able to do what it needs to do, and that's going to be expensive, probably $500 to $700 billion or 5% of GDP, but they're going to get to do it at an absurdly low figure.
Now, does it ever happen, or could it conceivably happen, that things would be so bad, the alternatives would be so bad, that you'd go to an auction and someone would say, look, I'll give you $10,050 if you just give me back $10,000 in 3 months?
It won't happen in the auction per se, because the government will only auction and you'll get back par. But in the so-called secondary market, which is kind of like a used car market for securities, it did happen that after the auction, you actually earned a negative rate of return, meaning people were so nervous that after the auction they wanted those bills so badly that they were willing to offer someone that held one of those bills more than $10,000 to get $10,000 back. But that would happen only in the so-called secondary market. The government would be issuing them at par, so that's the best they can do.
So the government is out there borrowing tremendous sums of money, able to do it at rather little cost. Who's it competing with for all this money?
Right now, they're not competing with anyone. As you mentioned earlier, people are so concerned about the lack of viable investment opportunities that they're just stampeding into the most secure investment they can think of. So we're not competing with anything now. Ironically, the Federal Reserve and the government would like to see interest rates back up somewhat, because that would mean that there is a pickup in demand for credit, a reduction in concern about the economy and the financial market. So actually, rising rates at this juncture would be a plus. But for the moment, the government has very few other individuals or institutions to compete with.
Well, Carrie Leahy, thank you very much for talking with us about it today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Carrie Leahy, who is a senior economist with Decision Economics in New York.